Windy. Windy.
Whoa. Right, in the motorhome. Oh my life, it's warm in here. Oh, hang on. Right, I've got Richard Roberts in my ear. Hang on. Right, okay. Right. So, I had the blinking... Sorry. I had the hairy spoffle there. Why didn't I put it on the Zoom? I knew it was going to be windy. It's 25 to 2. I've come into the motorhome just to see how we're doing with this heater. It's working. It is definitely working. I've come in with a bowl of soup. Mint, pea and ham, I think. By the firm Look What We Found. The sky is clear, it's blue now, and it's raised my spirits. You have to excuse me for eating though. So sorry about that. I've got the doctor at 2:15. I made my excuses to my wife there, saying I'm going to go and sit in here just to keep an eye on the heater, which isn't a lie. It's true. I think I'm going to keep this heater in this vehicle. The thing is, when there's 4-5 people in it, it gets quite warm. It does get quite warm, indeed. I think this heater's working. I'm convinced it is working. I've got all the windows open, yes, as in curtains and blinds open, so it's letting in light, ergo sunlight, ergo heat. Oh, this soup is beautiful. So, the vehicle has got a blown air heating from a gas fire. It was just behind me, but I don't want to use the gas until it's absolutely necessary. However, it's very minimal use. It doesn't take a lot of gas to do anything. I haven't run the fridge off the gas yet, admittedly, but it doesn't take a lot of gas to cook or to heat this vehicle. And the gas also heats the boiler, so we've got hot water. And considering that we've had quite a few outings on using the gas, and I think the tank was probably just less than a third full when he gave us it, as in the previous owner, I think we've done really well. But I want to conserve the gas. Because the plan this year is to wild camp in this vehicle, which means we're obviously self-sufficient. I tell you what, if you're in the UK listening to this, you need to search out the Look What We've Found range of foods, which are generally in they're all in pouches. I think they're all in pouches. They're on the internet. You can buy directly from them on the internet. You can get quite good deals as well. But they do soups and... Yeah, let me put it one way. You know, like camping meals are in those pouches. That's what they're like. That's what they are. I'm pretty sure they do like boxes and tins. And but anyway. Look What We've Found is the name. And oh god, it's just so nice. My only thing is I think, you know, the main meal pouches, I think that is the quantity of food is not enough. That would be my only gripe. But anyway, where do I get them from? Well, they've been for sale in Tesco before, but I got those pouches from Aldi. They were £1 each. Oh, it's just lovely soup. Yeah, they were £1 each in Aldi, but I've seen since Aldi are selling them for £1.99. Let's just do an internet search here for Look What We Found. Look What We Found. Okay, so I've just Googled it, and the results come up. Shop on Google, Look What We Found from Ocado is £1.99, and Ethical Superstore £1.89 for those pouches. I'm going to tap on, although the website's shown. Right, so Ethical Superstore. What? There's this other one. Cumbrian Lamb Hot Pot from Rakuten.co.uk is £5.99. Are they mad? Plus £3.41 shipping. What? They've got that wrong. They're mental. Okay, so we go to the website. Come on, Wi-Fi. I'm quite literally probably not just 9 metres from the Wi-Fi. Okay, so Look What We Found's website, which is lookwhatwefound.co.uk. 15% off and free delivery on orders of £40 or more. However, our best sellers, Tees Valley Beef Chilli Con Carne, £2.25. Staffordshire Chicken, £2.75. Cumbrian Lamb Hot Pot, £3. Ah. Tees Valley Beef Meatballs, beautiful, £2.25. Chilli Con Carne and Long Grain Rice, £3. So there's two pouches in that box. Staffordshire Chicken Balti, £2.25. Anyway, it's gone back around again. Okay, so basically... they source the main part of the whatever the food stuff is. They source it locally. I say locally. They source it from like local farmers who don't generally produce for big firms. They're just really nice. I don't think there's anything specifically exclusive about this food stuff, but you know, when you if you have a tin of Baxter's soup, you think, oh, that's nice, and you can tell the difference between Baxter's and a like Tesco three stripe. This Look What We Found. They're so nice. This is obviously very subjective, of course. Shop. Sure. Yeah, I'm just flicking through the website here. It's just nice. Nice. But so it's £2.25, £2.75. But if you go to Aldi, but as I say, I mean, I've been in Tesco before and they've been selling the pouches for £1.50. Oh, you can't search. Oh, the oh right, the Aldi app is what's the date today? 28th. Just highlights what they've got coming up. It's Thursday the 29th of January. What have they got? Aldi twice a week, if you didn't know, have spec these themes, these special themes. Okay, so it's baby stuff tomorrow. A gate, push chair, monitor, Calpol, aqueous cream, Nurofen for kids, Sudocreme, baby nappy sacks. Baby stuff, lots of baby stuff. Ah, and then it comes to plants, and then lamb's liver, chicken mini fillets, blah, blah, blah. Ah, so you can't actually shopping list, add item, item name, look, return. Oh, okay. Oh, it's a shopping list when you, as you walk around the shop. Okay. Do you know what? I'm warm now from that food. I must have been quite low on energy. I found yesterday, you know, I've put out those audio boos, and I said that I didn't want to put up more audio boom posts that I'd recorded with my Zoom because they were just too depressing. And they were, oh God, if I was listening, I'd be like, shut up, Richard. And so that's me, not Rich Roberts. But I thought, no, I wouldn't want to listen to that necessarily. Oh, the wind's picking up now. It's quite nice sitting in here as we're getting buffeted by the wind. This heater is definitely doing its thing. It's nice. It's nice in here. So I was just thinking I needed some me time, like just some quiet thinking time to myself. Come and record, you know, some DMs and whatnot. Yesterday I just felt really down in the dumps and grumpy and not necessarily grumpy, but you know, I wish I had like a laptop, because it would be nice just to drive this motorhome somewhere and sit and type. Do you know what, I might do that this afternoon, you know. I'm sure Sarah wouldn't mind, except that I haven't got a laptop. But you know what I mean. Yeah, so, God, I'm not really saying much, am I? And you heard me, you listened to me eat. I need to tidy this van out, I really do. This motorhome. I've got some stuff to do. That's the problem. Saturday, Sarah's on a course, so I've got the three kids. How long have I been recording for? 40 minutes. Okay, let me talk about this, because I've just remembered. So my eldest daughter, Tamara, is 9, and she came downstairs last night after going to bed. What did she have on? Oh, she was looking at Amazon on her Huddle Kindle. And she was saying, I would like to buy this. What is this? I questioned. And it was a guitar, a kiddie's guitar. And I don't know how much it was, but it was just cheap. It was just cheap rubbish, basically. And I said, and she, you know, she feels she started to get emotional. I said, what are you going to cry for? What are you crying for? Oh, because I thought you'd be angry. I said, what for? Because I'm disturbing you and I want this. And I said, okay, what do you want a guitar for? So I can invent my own tunes, write my own tunes. And I said, well, I said, it's quite difficult to learn the guitar at 9 years old, I expect, off your own back. So do you think it's a wise idea? And she started getting emotional. I said, no, you're taking it the wrong way. I said, why don't we go for lessons? Why don't we... You don't want this guitar. You need a better one. And why don't we go for lessons so that you know how to play? And she got a little bit emotional. I said, what are you crying for? Because I thought you were going to get angry. I said, well, I'm not going to get angry. I just want you to come to me and tell me. So let's look at a better guitar. Let's go to a music shop. And let's go and ask the people who know the answers to the questions. And, you know, as I was saying to her, the Uncle Chris, who's my younger brother, he plays guitar. He's actually quite good. And I've got a friend who lives a few miles down the road. He plays guitar in a band. My wife suggested that he could teach my daughter. And I said, I don't know that he's necessarily got the time or would want to teach. But, you know, I can certainly tap into him. Oh my life, the wind is something chronic. Or it's blowing something chronic, rather. I'm getting the heat from the sun through the front windscreen. Anyway, I digress. So she was tired, you know. So Saturday we will go. There's a couple of music shops I know. There's one in Salisbury. There's two that I know of in Basingstoke. But you know, these are the places where the shop staff play musical instruments themselves. So I will go and ask, and we will do the research. I'm not buying a cheapy £10 guitar where the action is like 2 centimetres and the action is the... I don't play guitar. I know a few power chords. But the action is the distance between the string and the fretboard, I think. I think I'm right in saying that. So if there's a big gap, then it takes more effort to move the string with your finger onto the fretboard. So I've suggested that we go and have a look and price up some different guitars suitable for her to, you know, play. Tomorrow we put the notion into Tamara's mind a while ago, if she would, I mean, when I say a while, I'm talking about 2 years ago, about wanting to learn music. And I think it's very important to have that in her life. I kind of condemned myself to, you know, my life is, as far as learning music is over, because, you know, because I was at a certain age where you should be young when you learn how to play music. But that's not the case, of course. You know, I think Chris Rea was like in his 20s before he picked up a guitar. I might be wrong in saying that, but I'm sure it was him. My daughter started at 9 years old, writing her own poems, you know, and writing lyrics for songs, and it's very thought-provoking stuff. Now, I do recall, you know, when I was 7, 8, and 9 years old, I was very big into poetry myself. My dad still keeps some of my poems on his wall in his house and in his office. But tomorrow is a whole other level. She's really deep. It's very impressive stuff. So I'm going to encourage that, and that's why I don't mind selling my fourth kidney in order for her to go for guitar lessons. My life is so expensive, isn't it? I think I'm now at that age where I realise, you know, I just think of my dad, you know, and the same kind of situations when I was like Tamara's age, you know, wanting things, wanting to do things, wanting to go places, and my dad having to sacrifice his time and money to facilitate my wants. And without going down the road of how grateful I am about, you know, over that, I am really grateful that he did sacrifice his time. I'm a mother, of course, but it's that kind of cliche quote, isn't it? You do anything for your kids, but I think it's important for children to learn music. I think it's such an all-encompassing thing, isn't it? Learning and playing music. For mind, body, and soul, for creativity, you know, as a way of life, as a way to bring in income. So, yeah, we shall see what we can see. Let's go down the road of buying a guitar and doing the lessons thing, which I know is expensive. Well, there you go. God, right, 5 to 2. I better go. See ya. All around.
All one word.
All one word.
All out.
One word.
Out.
One word.